The stormy weather is moving away from eastern New York and western New England, and that means that the weather picture is looking pretty good here for the weekend. I don't see any major weather concerns in sight. You are going to notice a bit of a cool feel to the weather, especially Sunday into Monday. It's not anything that would be considered unusual for March. However, because it has been relatively mild, or even more than relatively mild this winter, quite warm, it may feel a bit on the chilly side, especially at times when we do have a bit of a breeze. It was definitely damp earlier in the day. Rain was heavy at times. There was even some icing across the highest elevations earlier in the day. And as some of the heavier showers came through this afternoon, there was some small pea-sized hail. And on top of all that, the wind has been pretty gusty as well, especially with a line of showers this afternoon. And the wind is going to remain up as we head into tonight. Gust at times may be enough to knock down some branches or limbs. There's the potential for at least some power outages, though I'm not expecting any widespread concerns with the wind as we head into tonight. Temperatures tonight will be on the cool side. It's, again, nothing unusual for this time of year. Lows will be generally in the 20s and 30s. We'll have a mix of clouds and stars. And then as we move into the day tomorrow, it's going to be a nice day. We'll see a blend of sunshine and clouds. It is going to be breezy, so it'll feel a bit cooler than what the thermometer says. Temperatures will be largely in the 40s tomorrow, but if you are going to be outside, dress for feels-like temperatures or wind chills, that will be mainly in the 30s. It'll be cold tomorrow night, and Sunday will be a cooler day than Saturday, so we'll step down a little bit on those high temperatures Sunday. We should be generally in the 30s and 40s, and it's still going to be cool on Monday. But as I look at the next 3 days, I don't see any hazardous weather or any big-time storms, so at least we'll keep things on the quiet side through the weekend into at least early next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy and windy, a low of 26 to 34. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, with highs in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, variably cloudy and windy, a low of 26 to 34. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, with highs in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and windy, with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, with highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy and windy, lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, with highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny and cool, with highs in the 30s and 40s, and on Monday, mostly sunny and continued cool, with highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.